7.4-double/triples air brake check. Check the brakes on a double or triple trailer as you would any combination vehicle. Subsection 6.5.2 explains how to check air brakes on combination vehicles. You must also make the following checks on your double or triple trailers. 7.4.1-additional air brake checks. Check that air flows to all trailers, double and triple trailers. Use the tractor parking brake and or chock the wheels to hold the vehicle. Wait for air pressure to reach normal, then push in the red trailer air supply knob. This will supply air to the emergency supply lines. Use the trailer handbrake to provide air to the service line. Go to the rear of the rig. Open the emergency line shutoff valve at the rear of the last trailer. You should hear air escaping, showing the entire system is charged. Close the emergency line valve. Open the service line valve to check that service pressure goes through all the trailers. This test assumes that the trailer handbrake or the service brake pedal is on, and then close the valve. If you do not hear air escaping from both lines, check that the shutoff valves on the trailers and dollies are in the open position. You must have air all the way to the back for all the brakes to work. Test tractor protection valve. Charge the trailer air brake system. That is, build up normal air pressure and push the air supply knob in. Shut the engine off. Step on and off the brake pedal several times to reduce the air pressure in the tanks. The trailer air supply control, also called the tractor protection valve control, should pop out or go from normal to emergency position when the air pressure falls into the pressure range specified by the manufacturer, usually within the range of 20 to 45 PSI. If the tractor protection valve doesn't work properly, an air hose or trailer brake leak could drain all the air from the tractor. This would cause the emergency brakes to come on, with possible loss of control. Test trailer emergency brakes. Charge the trailer air brake system and check that the trailer rolls freely. Then stop and pull out the trailer air supply control, also called tractor protection valve control or trailer emergency valve, or place it in the emergency position. Pull gently on the trailer with the tractor to check that the trailer emergency brakes are on. Test trailer service brakes. Check for normal air pressure, release the parking brakes, move the vehicle forward slowly, and apply trailer brakes with the hand control, trolley valve, if so equipped. You should feel the brakes come on. This tells you the trailer brakes are connected and working. The trailer brakes should be tested with the hand valve, but controlled in normal operation with the foot pedal, which applies air to the service brakes at all wheels. Section 7. Test your knowledge. 1. What is a converter dolly? 2. Do converter dollies have spring brakes? 3. What three methods can you use to secure a second trailer before coupling? 4. How do you check to make sure trailer height is correct before coupling? 5. What do you check when making a visual check of coupling? 6. Why should you pull a dolly out from under a trailer before you disconnect it from the trailer in front? 7. What should you check for when inspecting the converter dolly? The pintle hook? 8. Should the shutoff valves on the rear of the last trailer be open or closed? On the first trailer in a set of doubles? On the middle trailer of a set of triples? 9. How can you test that air flows to all trailers? 10. How do you know if your converter dolly is equipped with anti-lock brakes? These questions may be on your test. If you can't answer them all, reread Section 7.